Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Broadcast Hysteria, Orson Welles's War of the Worlds, and The Art of Fake News, by A. Brad Schwartz. Read by Sean Renet. Believe nothing you hear, and only one half that you see. Edgar Allan Poe. Introduction. Like many Americans in the fall of 1938, John and Estelle Paltz had come to depend upon their radio. With their country seemingly in free fall and their world spinning out of control, Americans in the 30s sought to lose themselves in entertainment as never before. And no form of escape could be had more cheaply or more readily than the radio. A set cost $10, well within the reach of even very poor families, and the programming it broadcast cost absolutely nothing but time. For the Paltzes, who were uninterested in Hollywood and unable to afford tickets to a stage play, radio was a godsend. They had exactly $6 to their names on the evening of Sunday, October 30th, 1938, and so appreciated all the free entertainment they could get. The couple lived at 8 East 15th Street, New York City, less than a block from Union Square. Theirs was a working-class neighborhood filled with low-cost amusements, where the stores were packed with cheap merchandise and the lunchrooms with cheap food. Between features in the movie theaters, patrons played Screeno, a variant of bingo created for the Depression. Winners walked away with a coveted bag of groceries. But all the Paltzes wanted that Sunday evening was to curl up by the fireside and listen to their radio. When Estelle switched the set on, sometime after 8:30 p.m., it happened to be tuned to WABC, the New York affiliate of the Columbia Broadcasting System.